for tall ships. What an experience. And on the text, here's one. We went on the ship from Oman. Our two kids were treated like royalty. Such gracious people. Bring back the tall ships. Missing them already. Yeah, Warren Bradley's the leader of Liverpool City Council. He has got a smile on him like the Cheshire Cat, because I would say, Warren, this has been the biggest success so far of the European Capital of Culture, hasn't it?
I think so. It's been probably the highlight of the year. And I did say on Thursday it will be the biggest weekend in the year so far. I think it goes back to 1992 when they were last here. You know, it really did push the limits this time. I think the team have done a tremendous job in bringing, you know, all the ships, all the entertainment to the city. And at the same weekend as the British Open, you know, at Birkdale, it was great. And that was a great day yesterday. I was up there having a look around there.
Oh, did you? Are you a golfer?
Not really, no. But I went up, I was invited up just to have a look around, to see all if right. it was a success. The Culture Company were sponsors of it, so we went up and had a look.
16 years ago since we had the tall ships. It's not going to be another 16 years, is it?
I wouldn't have thought so. I think it's, you know, we've come through a lot in the last 10 years.
Yeah.
And we really want to take Liverpool to the next level. The Culture Year was something that we wanted to start it with. And the curtain certainly aren't going to come down on Liverpool next year or in the future 10 years. We're here to build the long-term future of our city and the city region.
A lot of people were slightly critical about it getting slow to get started, the Capital of Culture, and that certain things weren't ready, roadworks, building works. I believe that's going to happen in anything like this at such a vast scale. But we are gaining momentum now at probably the right time, aren't we?
We are. You look, you can't get a hotel bed in Liverpool at all through the summer, which, you know, if you'd have said that 10 years ago, you'd have been mad.
I've been laughing
absolutely
at you.
Absolutely right.
Big time, yeah.
But everybody wants to come here now. You'd have heard that if you were down over the weekend, the different dialects, the different accents in the city. Everybody wants to be part of it. Michael Bublé was on the arena last night. You know, that was phenomenal. 10,000 people. And I believe when he sang Home and pictures of Liverpool came up, the whole audience stood up and were singing and swaying and cheering. You know, it's great that there's a real feeling that Liverpool's back, and I'm so proud that I've been part of it.
Well, it's our turn, isn't it? Because I remember when I left Liverpool to study, and I heard, oh, Leeds is getting this big, you know, overhaul. I thought, Leeds? I've got some friends there, but I don't want it to be Leeds. And then Manchester. And I thought, it's going to be our turn, you know. This is going to be our next 10, 15 years. And we've seen, of course, already what they're hopefully going to do to the front of the Mersey and on the other side of the estuary as well, the next 10, 15. The plans are phenomenal, aren't they? It's a massive growth. And we shouldn't underestimate the fact that Liverpool is slowly turning back the clock to where it was 150 years ago as far as a real sort of power in the industrial world, isn't it?
There's a real ambition now from both the private sector and the City Council and all the other partners to make sure Liverpool succeeds. We've been in a fortunate position that we did come after the Leeds and the Manchesters and everybody else, so we can see some of the mistakes they've made.
Yeah.
And we're not going to make those same mistakes. But what I would say, as leader of the city with a young family, I want to make sure Liverpool evolves for the next 20, 30, 40, 50 years. Mm-hmm. So when you see cranes on the skyline, when you see roadworks, it's about an evolving city, a city that's growing up. You know, you look at what Peel want to do down on the waterfront, that is just unbelievable.
It is phenomenal.
Yeah.
And that's all on a website you can go to there as well, via City Talk. Tell me this as well. You say you want to see this evolve over the next 20, 30, 40 years. We don't want to make the mistakes in the city that we've made in the past. How can we guarantee that almost, Warren?
Well, cities with an ambition will always make mistakes. That goes without saying. Mm. But, you know, you must always pick yourself up, learn lessons from any mistakes you make, and move on. And I think you look at the quality that's going up in the city. You know, you look from the tower across the city skyline now. It is absolutely phenomenal what's gone up. And today there was on RFA Lion Bay, people from all over the world saying, you know.
I bumped into some people from Czech Republic, from Sweden. There's some guys from Poland who got their musical instruments over and playing on the dock. And it was phenomenal. It has this sort of this cosmopolitan feel to it, which that's what we want to bring back to Liverpool. In fact, in a few weeks' time, we're going to do a special a week here on the drive time on City Talk 105.9 when we look at all the cultures throughout Liverpool. And that's what we've been known for in the past, haven't we? Welcoming people from all over the world. It's part and parcel of what Liverpool's all about, isn't it?
Well, in the 2004 census, 65 different languages were actually spoken in Liverpool.
Really?
65 different languages. Not many cities can actually say that. So it's, you know, it's it's great what we're achieving, and I look forward to the next census that tells us something completely
that's
different.
That's 64 divided by 5, that's in a weekday. That means we're going to do a 12-week run, Meet the Producer. Is that all right? Is that all right with you? How many languages does Meet the Producer speak? How many do you speak? He speaks Chorlism, a bit of Scouse.
Thanks,
Vi. That is great. That's a great reflection on where we've come in the last 20 years, I would suggest, isn't it? You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Are we going to rival... Well, I can't rival London, but hey, could we possibly become the official second city in England?
Oh, we used to be the second city, yeah. And that's what, you know, you've got to really aspire to be the second city in the UK. And we've always said we want to be a Wales city. We want to be a destination. And I think over the last 6, 8 months, we've proved we are a destination for the future.
I tell you what the gauge is, Warren, is this. I go back down south now, and I go back every weekend to see my lovely kids, and you get people, and they say, oh, you're from Liverpool, if I go to a party. And it always used to be Liverpool Football Club, Beatles, blah, 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 and a couple of negative things as well. And sometimes they have a little chuckle in the voice, European city of... But, you know, a lot of them have come up, and they sort of turned over the leaf and said... Do you know what? We came up there and we had a fantastic time. And it's sort of, you know, I just stand there as proud as anything to say, yeah, well, you know, I'm from Liverpool. Actually, I was born in Chester, only lived there for 2 days. But I'm proud as anybody coming from Liverpool and doing a radio show in Liverpool as well. The rest of the year, still a good 6 months to go, European Capital of Culture. Warren, what else are you looking forward to for the remainder of the year?
I think the Matthew C. Festival is going to be a big festival this year. 6 stages, outdoor stages on both days, Sunday and Monday. We've never done that before. Yeah. So I'm really looking forward to that. We've moved the stages into a different part of the city because of the different...
Of course.
Logistics around the waterfront now. La Machine over the first weekend in September.
September, yeah.
I think will be great. That's following the World Firefighters Games. Which
you're taking part in that. Bradley, you've got to take part in that. Are you going to come up the tower? Run up the tower?
Everybody keeps
saying come on, this. Son. I tell you what, I'll do it for charity. How about this is live on City Talk 105 Banana Drive Time. Me and Warren will have a race for charity. Make the producer a witness to that. What do you reckon?
That would be something certainly that we could video.
Should we do that for charity? We're going to shake on it. It doesn't work on radio, but we're shaking hands. Oh, my word. Yeah. I'm going to. Do you know how many steps it is at the tower? It's too many. That's the answer. Make the producer, how many steps do you reckon?
I don't know. It's 450 feet divided by however many steps. Feet.
Well, Warren Bradley, leader of Liverpool City Council and friend of Drive Time on City Talk 105.9, he challenged me to it. You heard it. You're with it. I think we'll do it. So what we'll do is we'll choose a charity each, and we'll do it. Yeah? It's sorted. Okay. City Talk 105.9, text the word talk followed by a space. Let us know your experiences of the tool ships, because for me it has been a real eye-opener. 6:10:25, I thought train spotting would be boring. I thought tool ship looking out would be even more boring. But boy, it's different class. And I'm hoping, I actually said on the show, Warren, we should make it a biannual event if it's at all possible. Because not only is it great experience for young kids and older people as well, but it must bring an awful amount of money into the city as well and the surrounding area.
It does. The economy, you know, you've got to underpin the economy. That's the most important thing in all of this, because economy brings prosperity and jobs.
Of course, yeah.
And, you know, so many people in the city have gone without. But I think you were absolutely spot on when you said about Sail Training International. What they've done, one of the tall ships left Liverpool today with 50 young people the city on.
Oh, wow.
You know, who've sailed off to Norway. Life-changing experience for those young
Tell
people.
Me about it, yeah.
It's about, you know, treating people with absolute civility, growing up, being part of a team. Life-changing, and it's great for them. 200 young people have been involved since we signed a contract with Tall Ships.
Give them a chance.
With the Clipper race as well, you know, we've got people out to sea. We said we wanted to bring the Mersey back to the heart of the city, and I think we've managed to do it with some aplomb and some fabulous, fabulous ships and yachts.
Gangs to look forward to on the European Capital of Culture. Warren Bradley, leader of Liverpool City Council, has been with me, and you heard the pledge. We are going to run the tower when they have the World Championship. Oh, I can't believe I've done that. Have we really done that?
We've done it.
It's 5:30 on City Talk 105.9. My thanks to Warren Bradley. Time now to catch up with all the news headlines. Here's Steve.